Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You can now download our app and start listening to us wherever you at. Just go to your app store, go to your app store, play store, app store, and just look for Radio Pulpit and start listening to us wherever you at. Carry us with you wherever you at, in your pocket, in your bag, in your car, in the office, in the foyer, wherever you at, in the shopping mall. Carry us and move with us wherever you at on radiopulpit.co.za as well. You can just visit our website and start listening to us. But we have exciting news. We have exciting news, my family. And we know that online listening is booming. And Radio Pulpit is ready. Introducing Radio Kansel Hartlank, a brand new African station, and Radio Pulpit GLL, sharing the gospel in English and African languages such as isiZulu and isiTswana, wherever you are. These platforms are here to connect with you. What would you like to hear on these stations? Share your ideas with us. Do you want to hear more music? Do you want to hear more teachings, motivational content, testimonies, or interviews? Let us know, my family. SMS online. So you start your SMS with the word online with your suggestion to 37871, or send us a voice note via WhatsApp on 0826572729. You can also send us an email at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za, and you can learn more at radiopulpit.co.za. It's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Together, let's create something extraordinary. Radio Pulpit, bringing hope in your language. That's us. That's us. Let's do this. We can do it together.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm Swangile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, Dramini Yanni Balsa says hello to you on Perspective. But right now, I'm with Gert Grissel and welcoming him to the family. So I'm getting tongue-tied, Gert. Welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, and you? It's so nice to be here.
Welcome to the Radio Pulpit family. I always say to our guests on Just For You that we do not have listeners, but we have family. So welcome to the family.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here, man. Mm. Thank you for the invitation.
So, Gert, you have a great message for us today. What do you have for our devotion?
Oh, awesome. So today I want to talk about preparation.
Yeah.
So what's amazing about preparation, and I think people will immediately go, oh, you know, I need to prepare something, and it's extra effort and extra work, and I'm so tired. But there's two types of preparation. Mm-hmm. And let's use David as a case study. You know, when you look at David, God prepared him to be king through having him play in Saul's court to calm Saul down. Over a long period of time, he was privy to royal decisions, you know, how the king dealt with politics between the tribes, how he prepared for war, how he was a leader, you know. And when he finally got to the battlefield and slew Goliath, you know, and he was placed into the position of ruler, he was already prepared to be a ruler, because he wasn't a shepherd any longer. He had spent time with these rulers.
Yeah.
And then if you go further, David also had his own preparation.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, when he picked up the stones in the river, it was a massive revelation when I found this out. I kind of lost my mind when I figured this out, or when it was revealed to me. And I spoke to a lot of people about it, and everybody goes, yeah, we know. when he picked up the stones, he picked up five stones.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, maybe he was collecting extra ammo.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the first one misses and then he's got the second one ready and so on.
Some big up.
But no, Goliath had four brothers.
Oh, okay.
Goliath had four brothers.
Yeah.
Yes. So he was preparing for the potential eventuality of the brothers retaliating for killing Goliath. And I mean, so he was thinking ahead of just what the challenge was in front of him. He was not just looking at Goliath. He was looking post Goliath as well. Sure. And he was preparing for that.
Yeah.
And he had so much confidence in the skills and God having his back that he only had one rock for each of them.
Mm.
You know, he was, he walked in faith. He walked in this knowing that God has his back, but he also prepared in it. And imagine if David wasn't in that position where he couldn't, or where he didn't play to Saul and he didn't learn from Saul in the court. He wouldn't, he would be a, with all due respect, he would be a useless ruler because he was a shepherd. You know, he wouldn't have the skills, but somehow God used his situation as preparation, which is phenomenal to me. I don't like slogans like that, but it's phenomenal to me. It was such a great revelation to me about preparation. You know, you look at Moses. Moses led the people out of Egypt, you know, God's people out of Egypt. But how did he manage to rule, guide, and organize so many people? He was taught how to rule by the Pharaohs because he was in their house. The enemy taught him how to rule. He even learned from the enemy. God will use a situation where you're maybe in the presence of your enemies, but you can still learn what to do and what not to do. And so to bring it back to us and to who we are and how we operate, when you go to work, plan to be in, you know, at work on time or even a bit early. Earlier, there might be traffic, you know. I always hear when I deal with people and they're late to meetings, oh, sorry, the traffic. But take into account, think about the four brothers of Goliath.
Yeah.
You know, your issue now is to get to the meeting or get to the appointment or to work or whatever. But take into account that there might be the four brothers. There might be something down the road. The traffic might be an issue. Because if you rock up early to a meeting, you'll show respect to that person. You know, if you go to work and you prepare your work, you know, you write down what you need to do on the day and you go through it, you'll have a feeling of accomplishment. But also, you'll be a standout worker at work. In your relationship, prepare to be good to your partner. You know, all that kind of stuff. There's so many different things that this can do. If you prepare, God will bless you. God will guide you. You know, and even if you're not in a great situation at the moment, even if you're, you know, let's say, for instance, you are sitting without work. If you prepare your CV, you know, and you send out that CV, you prepare and you send out that CV and you look and you look where you can go and you plan to try and look for work and so on, you know, God will bless you. God will be there for you. God will give you favor like he gave to David. You know? And sometimes we get this thing in our heart where God says, prepare. And you don't know what for. You don't know why. But then I pull you back to Noah, where in Noah's time, they didn't know what rain was, according to the Bible. They didn't know what rain was. But God said, build a boat. There's a flood coming. And Noah had no clue whether, you know, this was real or not to a certain extent. But what did he do? He had to prepare. He prepared the lumber. He put everything together. He prepared and God did the rest for them. And he saved humanity, even though he was mocked. Even though people were ridiculing him, he was in his preparation. God saved him and the rest of the world. And I mean, Jesus himself, when they were in the garden, he said, let me go and prepare before he got arrested. He said, I need to go and prepare. You know, so preparation is a foundational pillar of faith. Because when you prepare, you're putting yourself in the position where God can do the rest. And Yeah, so that's kind of like a very short version of the full message that I've got. But
I have a question.
The point is that...
I have a question, Gert. I'm just asking myself, okay, before the question, Dominic Tibbles says, this is my guy, godly purpose, sending big love. is tuned in. And hello to you, Dominic, and everyone else, all family members that are tuned in. So, Gert, you spoke also about somebody who is looking for a job, and you just said to them, prepare your CV. Have your curriculum vitae ready and send it out. But I hear somebody, you know, who might say, Gert, I hear you, but I have been prepared and I've been sending. Can I still trust some more that if I'm this prepared, then an opportunity will come my way? Oh, and another question that goes with it is, sometimes I'm also asking myself that when we prepare ourselves for maybe certain kind of jobs and we are looking for this one specifically, we are asking God, we are praying about it, sending our CVs. Are we always, like, should we just be focusing on that? Because I'm asking myself, what if it doesn't present itself the way you thought it might? What if it comes in another form that you never thought it would come on? So,
Yes, that's a great question. And it's a great thought process that you've got there. So a lot of the times we prepare ourselves and, you know, things don't work out the way we want. So let me give you a little bit of an example from my end. I'll answer your question about the CV first. Let me do that first.
Yeah.
If you look at Moses with the people in the desert, it was 40 years. Do you imagine there were people there? I could imagine, just in my normal human brain, I can imagine that some people started complaining, like, yeah, this dude doesn't know where the hell he's going.
Yeah.
You know, where are we going? When is this coming to fruition? What's happening?
Mm.
You know? But somehow we'll find that God always provides, like he did to them. Mm. I've been in that situation. I've been unemployed for a very long time, but somehow God provided.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, to come back to your thought process about, you know, what if it doesn't present the way you thought?
Mm.
So in my personal capacity, I worked in a financial institution. Now, I'm not gonna name names, and you know, I'm gonna kind of give you the broad overview. I worked in a financial institution, and there were potentially three paths for me to progress. I'm a very goal orientated. I need to get to a point. I need to work towards something to stay motivated. And, you know, I focused and I said to my then boss, what do I need to do to achieve this goal? And they gave me the list of things that I need to achieve. And it was studies and so on and so forth. And I studied and I did a 3-year degree in 1 year.
Mm.
You know, I went above and beyond. You know, I did everything I wanted, you know, I needed to do to get to that point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, that door got closed. And I went, you know what, maybe I should shift. And this other opportunity is something I really love to do. What do I need for that? And they go, no, you need to study this. You need to be in contact with that. You need to be able to do this. So I made that happen.
Mm.
The day I was ready for it, I'm not lying when I say this, the day I finished everything I needed to do and I was busy typing up the email to kind of go, hey, I'm ready. I want to go into this thing. I want to be considered. The organization sent an email out saying, we have restructured. This position doesn't exist anymore.
Sure.
And that's not even a reply to my email, by the way. I was still busy drafting the email. Then another position, you know, I was like, oh man, that's then the way I'm going to go.
Mm.
And then this company restructured again. saying that no, that department is now absorbed into a different department and they're filled up. So I would have to wait another 2 years to kind of do this thing.
Mm.
And at this point, I was very despondent. I'll link it back to the people looking for work in a second.
Mm.
But I was very despondent and I was very worried. Like, but why did I put in all this effort? Mm. Why did I work? Why did I try and achieve these goals when these goals weren't happening and these doors just keep on slamming in my face?
Hmm.
And I ended up kind of coming to the realization, spending time with God, I came to the realization that I need to walk out of that situation, out of that industry.
Hmm.
Mm. And it was a tough decision because it's your bread and butter. Mm. I walked out of that industry and I went, God, what now? And God went, don't worry, it'll come.
Mm.
And I went, God, what now? And I was, don't worry, it'll come.
Mm.
And I went, okay. And I got in contact with someone that I know. And she said, listen, I need your help with something because you're a very creative thinker and you tend to find gaps and so on and so forth. And I said, okay. And I kind of helped her put a proposal, a massive proposal worth millions together for her company.
Mm.
And she goes, man, you're so good at this. You should do this.
Yeah.
And I go, nah, man, I'm not qualified for this. I'm not this.
Mm.
And as I'm spending time with God, and I mean, this isn't a short time, by the way. I didn't walk out and this thing came along. It was about a year and a half later.
Mm.
You know? So I sat with this person and they went, no, you need to do this. You need to do it. And I went to God and I went, is this something that I'm supposed to do?
To do, yeah.
And I got this, yes, this is what you need to do. And all of a sudden, God is blessing me with people that coming my that's coming my way. A week and a half ago, Dom and myself, we went to a little social event at an art gallery to support a friend.
Mm.
There I met someone that I spoke with, and we just had a normal chat. And she went, I need someone to help me do this thing.
Wow.
And I go, oh, that's exactly what I do.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, people are coming out of the woodwork where God is blessing me in a direction that I had no plan of going to.
Wow.
I had no kind of idea. But here's how I'm linking it back.
Mm.
My time, the knowledge that I've built working with people, working with businesses, understanding analysis, understanding risk, understanding how to find creative solutions came from the effort I put in trying to achieve those positions in the company that I was working for.
Yeah.
So God was using my situation to prepare me for something that I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Now, let's take it back to your question about, you know, do I just wait? All that kind of stuff, right? You keep on putting in the effort because something might come your way and you need to be open mentally. You need to condition yourself to see opportunity.
Yeah.
To recognize opportunity because it might not be what you want. You know, I always come back to, We kind of tell God, God, I really want this thing. I really want this thing. I really want this thing.
Mm.
And it's all good and well.
Mm.
But sometimes God has better in store for you.
Mm.
Maybe you think all you're good for is this mid-level position. Because all these positions that I'm talking about are mid-level positions. You know, I wasn't a big wig or in anything. I was in the lowest position in the company. And I was just aiming for a mid kind of tier thing because I went, that's the ceiling. That's how good it's going to get for me. And God went, no, I've got better for you.
Wow.
You are going to consult with, you know, some of my clients, you know, my one client now, you know, the one that I said that did that proposal, it's nationwide. This thing that she's going to be implementing is nationwide. It's a massive impact on South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other client that I spoke about, you know, from the dinner the other night, you know, again, I can't name names, but, you know, she's a famous actress.
Mm.
I didn't know her, but you know, she's an actress and quite well known and quite well renowned. And all of a sudden, I'm dealing with people. God has put me in a position where I'm dealing with people that are way above my pay grade.
Mm. Mm.
But, you know, all of a sudden, I realized that the preparation I had, the way God has built me,
yeah,
through the challenges, through the things I wanted to achieve, he used that to instill in me the skills, the mentality, the abilities to now go on and consult for these people and help these people grow their businesses and find solutions and their things because I was open to the opportunity.
Mm.
Now, if you're sitting without work, opportunities might come your way which you think, oh, I don't know if that's for me.
Mm.
But the way you know, and this has been my guiding force since forever, since I found out how to speak to the Holy Spirit and to listen to him. God speaks through you to you through peace.
Yeah.
And there's this beautiful Afrikaans word that says sielsvrede.
Mm.
So directly translated, it's soul's peace, but it's actually inner peace.
Mm.
And when you think about something, when an opportunity or something comes your way,
mm-hmm.
and you think about it, and you have this complete peace inside of you,
mm-hmm.
that's from God. Because God won't make you anxious for something.
Yeah.
God won't make you scared of something.
Yeah.
You might be scared in your flesh and in your person.
Yeah.
Because you think, yes, I don't know if I can do this. You know, because when I started consulting for these people, I had massive, the imposter syndrome. That's the word I was looking for.
Mm.
You know, I have massive imposter syndrome where I thought I wasn't good enough to do this until I did it.
Sure.
And then I realized, wow, God has prepared me so well to be in this position, to do these things and to accept this.
Yeah.
So I hope that answers the question.
Wow. So you reminded me of the book of Proverbs 10:22 that says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it adds no sorrow with it. So if it is from the
Lord,
there we go. That's beautiful. Then you will have peace. You will have peace. Alrighty then. Dominic says, you're such a beautiful soul. Don't just share.
She's supposed to say that because she loves me. She's contractually obligated.
Oh, okay. All right. Too late, Dominic. Too late. Okay. Pamukotani Kutwani. Hello to you. Good morning. Neo Matlala says, I'm inspired. How do I speak to him? This is exactly what I'm facing. However, it seems like I can't get through. Okay. He is unable to get through to us. But how do we get hold of you, Gert?
So the best way to speak to me is just via email. Mm-hmm. It's Gert, so it's G-E-R-T at Ripley Archer. So it's R-I-P-L-E-Y, Archer, so as in a bow and arrow, Archer, .co.za.
All righty then, can you repeat that?
All right,
it's Gert.
So it's Gert at RipleyArcher.co.za. Let me just quickly confirm. I don't want to say .co.za and it's actually .com.
Yeah,
no, it's .co.za. So it's G-E-R-T at R-I-P-L-E-Y A-R-C-H-E-R .co.za.
All righty then. And just to encourage that one who has been struggling for a very, very long time and they say, I've outprayed myself. I've done it all. I've done it all. Remember in the Bible, there was a scripture where people said, you can't even pass this mountain. We have been going around this mountain. We can't conquer it. So somebody might feel that the same way, Gert, that I can't conquer this. I've been here forever. It seems like nothing is working out. Gert, I hear you, but there's a huge but there.
Okay, so that to them I'll say this. There's two verses that is really, really close to my heart when I was in that position. Because I was unemployed twice in my life. I was unemployed for more than 2 years.
Sure.
There was a period of my life where I was living on the streets. It's a long story, but there were two verses that stuck with me. Well, three, but there's two that I'm gonna share with you right now. So the one is Romans 5 verse 3 to 5, where he says, we rejoice then in our trials and tribulations, for they create in us perseverance, and perseverance creates character, and character hope, and hope in Christ never fails us. That is one of the most important things, is that when we are in a difficult situation, remember to rejoice in God. Remember to be thankful. It is scientifically proven, psychologically proven, that you cannot be grateful. You cannot have an attitude of gratitude and be depressed and be anxious, because your brain can either do one or the other. So if you choose to be grateful and thankful, you know, that's going to go a long way to helping your psyche and how you deal with things.
Yeah.
Secondly, Romans 8 verse 17. Mm. If we are then children of God, we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, which means you are royalty. You are royalty. Mm. You are with God. You are, you know, you have the authority and carry yourself as such.
Mm.
Because one of the things that I've noticed, I used to be a manic depressive. I tried to commit suicide a couple of times in my life. And there was this massive weight on me.
Yeah.
And I noticed that I was very much alone. I was so alone during those times. And I partly because I isolated myself, but also because I didn't carry myself as a person with worth.
Mm.
But when you think of yourself as someone who is a co-heir of heaven, you are with Christ, an heir of heaven, you are of royalty, you carry yourself differently.
Mm.
You walk differently, you speak differently.
Mm.
It doesn't matter what you wear, it doesn't matter what your position is, it doesn't matter what your occupation is, it doesn't matter whether you have an occupation or not. But when you carry yourself in a certain way, you'll find that the people you interact with will want to interact with you.
Mm.
And opportunities arise in that as well.
Wow.
And then another verse, I can't remember the exact wordings. It's the thing that saved my life.
Yeah.
There was a moment in my life, I'm not going to go into the details, but there was a moment where I realized that I was losing everything and I was going to be on the streets.
Ish.
And it wasn't because of anything I did,
yeah,
which makes it so much worse.
Mm.
It was a very difficult situation for me to kind of comprehend. And excuse me if I get a bit emotional about this, because it was a very tough time in my life.
Mm.
And I was sitting there and I was praying and I said, God, what do I do now? I've prayed to you. I've done everything you wanted me to do. I've prepared. I've put in the work. I've put in the efforts. And, you know, I've tried to be, you know, the person you want me to be. And I've done everything. And God said, be still.
Mm.
And read Isaiah 41 verse 10. Now this time, you know, I was quite young in my journey with God. I didn't know that verse and I didn't know what it meant.
Mm.
And I didn't really read the Old Testament that often.
Yeah.
And I just got Isaiah 41 verse 10. So I open up the Bible and the verse says, and I'm paraphrasing here, forgive me if I get it wrong, but it says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God.
I will help you and I
will strengthen you. And I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Yes.
So, yeah. So those are the verses that I would give to you.
Mm.
You know, it is important to have, when it comes to the personal side, on the physical side of things, the psychological side of things, it is so important to recognize the good things in your life. It doesn't discount the bad things in your life, but it's very important to recognize the good things in your life and be grateful of it and say thank you to God for that.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a place to stay, doesn't matter what it is or how it is,
mm-hmm,
be thankful for that.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a job, be thankful for it, even if the job isn't great.
Yeah.
If you have clothes to wear, if you have food to eat, if you have someone who loves you, your family, your children, your parents, whoever it may be, friends, be grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be grateful for the good things in your life.
Yeah.
Because it is a mess. You'll see the difference in your life. It's the change. I was on hectic medication for depression.
Mm.
And I don't take those medications anymore, because I went on a journey, and it's a long journey. It doesn't happen overnight. Don't think this is a miracle overnight fix.
Mm.
It happened over a very long period of time of me forcing myself to recognize that there's good around me as well.
Wow.
And when you start conditioning your brain to recognize the good, it doesn't mean you're discounting the bad things in life, because if you discount them and put them one side, you are preparing for those things to just become bigger problems later on.
Mm.
But if you find a balance where you say, well, yes, my job's tough, I'm working hectic hours, or, you know, yes, I don't have a job at the moment.
Yeah.
But on the good side, I have breath, I have my health, I have a place to lay my head, you know. Tomorrow I'm going to get up and I'm going to have purpose and I'm going to go again and I'm going to look again and I'm going to look again and I'm going to look again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep knocking on doors until God opens that door for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll keep my eyes open to recognize the good things and recognize the opportunities, because God may open that opportunity for you.
Yeah.
And he may go, hey, this isn't what you thought you wanted to do, but here it is.
What do you say? Yeah. Alrighty then. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So sorry, last thought.
Yeah.
It's like if anyone has ever used the GPS, or if any of the listeners ever used the GPS,
yeah.
you know, and the GPS says in 100 meters turn right and you accidentally turn left,
mm.
it doesn't abandon where you are supposed to go. Mm. It just redirects. And that's the same way God works with your life.
All right.
When things go off track, when yeah. we make mistakes,
yeah.
God just redirects and goes, you know what?
Recalculating.
Yeah, it's not the way I wanted you to go, but maybe take the next left.
You know? Recalculating. All righty then. Just hold it there
awesome.
And then don't just go yet. Let's do this and then
okay.
come back to just sum it up with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details, or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Join us for heart-to-heart discussions every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m. as we look at daily challenges, relevant issues and health matters with inspiration and great music to make you smile. Become enlightened. Listen live on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Herbs and Things. Pure herbs, powerful results. Herbs, nature's healers. Offering a wealth of benefits for wellness. These little plants are packed with essential nutrients, antioxidants, and bioactive compounds that promote physical, mental, and emotional health. By incorporating herbs into your daily life, you can embrace a natural approach to supporting your overall well-being. Get yours now! herbsandthings.co.za 082-076-2494.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
22 minutes just before 11 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we say hello to Dramini Yanipelsa on Perspective. And after Dramini Yanipelsa, you will have Lukomkweri Puti on Heart to Heart. Tot 3 uur. And op 3 uur, we say hello to Dramini Johan Els. But right now, I am with Gert Krussels, and we're talking about preparation. And Gert, whether you want to be, I mean, we had a conversation earlier on about you being a pastor or not. The family of Radio Pulpit has decided. And so Sis Pindile says, morning Sbongile and Muruti. You know, Muruti means Mfundis, it means pastor. So that's you right there. And she says,
oh, wow.
And she says, Muruti is so profound. I'm so inspired. And this is Sis Pindile. Thank
oh,
you
awesome.
So much, Sis Pindile. And I missed another message there. Okay, now I've shared Gert's email address right there. I've just shared it. I hope that you got it on our Radio Pulpit Facebook page. Magdalena Rand, is it Rand? Says, as God be you as vegan that tien yo gomstan. If God is with you, who can be against you?
Can stand against you.
Ah, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just reminded as you were talking about also thinking about the good and being grateful and thanking God for the good that is surrounding you. I'm reminded that the book of Philippians 4 from verse 8 to 9, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these. The things which you,
yes.
yeah, God, I'm going to stop it there before I even get to 9. But but the Lord says meditate on these. And I believe that when we meditate on these ones, then we bring other good that is that's supposed to come to us, and more than what we have even expected. And sometimes when we are going through challenges, we find that we think, I always think it's just me who goes through these. But the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So, yes, it's talking temptation here. But what I get from that is that with whatever that we are going through, we are not the only ones that are going through that. There's another, there's Bongiles there, there's Gert there who goes through the same thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we are all going through this. And there is always an escape. But what do we say in closure?
Well, what I just to add on to what you're saying there is, remember that the victory is yours through Christ. God has already determined the victory, and we should walk in that. You know, and your social position, your work position, your non-work position, your clothing, nothing determines your worth.
Mm.
Nothing. None of those determines your worth. What determines your worth is Christ.
Mm.
And when you meditate on those things and you walk a path with Christ and you walk in gratitude with Christ, you will walk different, you will look different, you will shine different, and life will be different to you, and you will recognize these things. You will recognize the things that God wants for you, and you will see those doors open, you will see the windows open, and it's not a miraculous, oh, wow, spirit, you know, a airy-fairy thing. It is a practical, psychological thing that when you walk in gratitude, you will see more opportunities because your brain gets wired that way. That's how God made us. That is the beauty of how God made us, that if we choose to be those heirs in Christ, if we choose to be victorious, God will take us the rest of the way, and we will condition ourselves to be so. So that is my final message, is that know that God loves you. Know that there is a way out of this. Know that there's more to you, because we tend to think of ourselves so much more derogatory almost than what we are.
Yeah.
We tend to not see the worth that we have. And when you connect your worth to Christ, you'll see that you walk different, you speak different, you act different, you think different. And that will then cause you to move forward in life.
Yeah.
And it might not be the way you think. It might not be the way you think. But know that God is in control. God is your GPS. So that is my last thing.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Shibongile.
Recalculating. Recalculating. That's the God that we serve. Gert, I'm going to just allow you to just pray for somebody who's having it hard today. And says, Gert, you've been talking about me, because I see family members saying, I'm inspired, and this was for me. This is for me. So can we just take it to the Lord in prayer?
Awesome. Almighty Father God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to connect with each other, that you say they were two or more come together in my name, there I am. And we believe, God, that you are here with us, us who are listening, us who are speaking. God, thank you that the ones who are troubled, the ones who are weighed down, the ones who are anxious, the ones who live in fear, the ones who feel that there's no hope, the ones who feel that there's no light at the end of the tunnel, show them your light, Lord. Show them your goals. Show them that you are the one who takes up the weight. Show them that you are their strength, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you embolden them, that you open their minds to the positives, the amazing things out there, the blessings that you have for them, the blessings that they have at the moment, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you touch them and give them peace. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. And amen. Thank you so much, Gert. Can't wait for our next engagement.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to hear what the Lord has in store for us. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
Excellent.
And pass our love to Dom and everyone else that side.
Will do. Thank you so much, Simungile. Have a fantastic and blessed day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I am also inspired, hoping that, you are strengthened in the Lord and in the power of His might. And so the email address is gert@ripleyarcher.co.za. 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 Let me spell it again. gert@ripleyarcher.co.za.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.